chair, tēnā koutou katoa. Good evening and welcome to the Dalmatian Radio Program with Nick Bartulovich. Our Dalmatian Radio Program is brought to you on Planet FM 104.6 every Tuesday night at 7:20. You can also log on to Planet FM's website, www.planetaudio.org.nz/Dalmatian Radio, or our website, www.dalmatian.org.nz, where you can listen to our radio program up to a week after it's gone to air and also download it.
Vigor da Božem u srcu nosim te ja. Maslina miris u dvoru čuti nisa. Sjećam se zvona kad bi me probudila, rekla tebe zovem ja, majka Dalmacija. I riba i more i sunce i kamen i sol, sve leži u tebi, moja Dalmacija. I nima ljepšeg od mora i kaleba dva, jer ti si moja, majka Dalmacija. Zaklako zapivala pismu tebe zovem ja, majka Dalmacija. I riba i more i sunce i kamen i sol, sve leži u tebi, moja Dalmacija. I nima ljepšeg od mora
Radio, where we inform you on upcoming events from the Auckland Dalmatian Cultural Society and play a variety of music to suit all ages.
What's it? vetro me ne bodira, plavom bojom, bojom osafira. Rana me zoraska me živca, studen vodom pojila. Bilin me mlikon, moja mater Dalmatinka dojila. Sada gledam svoga sina, bilog ptića, bilog galeba. Ča bi ti ja već poletit, al mu krila nisu naresla. Pa se pitan di će sutra ta sirota, naša dica. Hoće li sa svog praga odlepršat poput jata tica? Neko dajmo stare kuće, proplakat će naši didovi. Sina, bilo ptića, bilo galeba. Ča bi ti ja već poletit, al mu krila nisu naresla. Pa se pitan di će sutra ta sirota, naša dica. Hoće li sa svom praga odlepršat poput jata tica? Proplakat će naši didovi. Sa onoga drugog svita, kad nas dugom budu gledali. Ni za goru, ani škoje, taki novci nigdi ne postoje. Ma nema cijena.
Today with me in the studio, I have Natasha Shulenta, one of our active youth who dance in our senior dance group, the Tarara Folklore Ensemble, and was part of the group of 17 that went on a cultural trip last year to Los Angeles. While there, they performed at four venues: world-renowned University of California, Los Angeles, the 10th Annual Croatian Cultural Extravaganza, Disneyland, and the Dalmatian American Club of St. Pedro, where they received a standing ovation at all venues, as well as the Dalmatian American Club of St. Pedro, bestowing the honour of making our society their sister club, which was in turn reciprocated. Natasha, welcome to the program. The Auckland Dalmatian Cultural Society are planning to send the Tarara Folklore Ensemble to Serbia and Croatia in 2018 to perform at different venues in which you and your brother Zoran will be part of. What is it like to be part of a great group of young people that proudly continue to preserve our folklore and our culture from the various regions of the former Yugoslavia?
Well, I've been going to the Dalmatian Cultural Society for as long as I can remember. So it is I have really grown up with the people, and when you've gotten to know them and you practice together, you perform together, you know, we always go out and celebrate each other's birthdays. We travelled overseas together, like our up north trips and Los Angeles, like you mentioned. It really becomes, you know, a social thing that everyone is experiencing. And I like to think it's, you know, brought us all closer together. So it's more of just a case of turning out to practices once a week and leaving it at that. We're all genuinely great friends and, yeah, love hanging out together. So it's great to be a part of that.
I know you and your family were not only involved in the fundraising for the last trip to Los Angeles, but now continue to fundraise for this up-and-coming trip to Serbia and Croatia. Can you inform our listeners what our youth are up to in regards to the fundraising and what we can do to help in any way?
Well, at the moment, the youth is organising and planning our next fundraiser. It's going to be the Vrgorac Večer on the 28th of October. And this is going to be a really great night of music, food, dancing, all dedicated to Vrgorac in Croatia. We also have an amazing band coming out that they're going to play for us on the night, so we're all looking forward to that. On the same night as well, our Kola group has also learned a new dance from Vrgorac that we will be debuting, especially for the night. And we'll also be taking it over to us with Croatia, so it'll be good for everyone to see what we'll be dancing there. The group will also be helping with setting up, working and preparing food for the night. And from how many tickets have sold already, it actually looks like it's going to be, you know, a really successful night. So, yeah, it would be great to have everyone come along to celebrate Vrgorac with us. As well as this fundraiser, we're also hoping to have a quiz night before the end of the year. We've had a really successful previous few of these quiz nights. And they've always gone really well and people have always enjoyed them. As well as this, we did some firewood earlier this year that we cut and stacked to keep dry. Then we sold it to people, which was really successful. This fundraiser was in high demand, so we had some people missing out, but we're going to carry it on again next year for next year's winter, which will allow those people that have missed out and anyone else who wants firewood to be able to get some. Then we'll also deliver them ourselves. So these are our main plans for the rest of the year, as well as dancing at our Dalmatian Cultural Society end-of-year concert on the 3rd of December. We also have possible fundraising events that will happen next year. We're hoping to organise a Wine and Rakia Awards that our society used to have annually, but we haven't had one in a while, so we're hoping to bring it back, as it was always a really fun day, and so many people got involved submitting their homemade wines and rakias. As well as this, our Tarara Folklore Ensemble is hoping to have another showcase of all our dances. We have had a couple of these, and this will allow people that are not going to be watching our performances in Serbia and Croatia to see what we're going to be taking over to Europe and, to see for people in the audience at Europe to see next year.
Before we close the interview, is there any messages that you wish to convey to our listeners that relate to what we have just been talking about? Also, a reminder of your future fundraising functions.
Just that all of us have been working really hard to make this happen, and there has been so much going on behind the scenes that would take me forever to list, but we are all really proud of what we are part of, and that hopefully everyone gets behind our fundraiser to support this amazing opportunity for us. Just to mention, we are also looking for sponsors for our events, as well as major sponsors that are willing to sponsor our Tarara Folklore Ensemble group. This would really help with getting our group over there. And as well as all of this, I'd just like to say that we, as a group, we've danced at weddings, birthdays, anniversaries and work functions in the past. So if anyone's interested in hiring us for this, they can get in contact with our society.
Natasha, thanks for taking the time to come in here and be with us on this program. And I feel this is going to again happen again in the future as our youth go through the different activities for the different functions that will be coming up.
Thank you.
To reiterate on what Natasha has already mentioned, don't forget our Vigarats Vechet on Saturday, the 28th of October, starting at 7 p.m. There will be a full dinner followed by some great entertainment by the ever-talented Milo Ivicevic and Teo Vukovic, direct from Vigarats and Metkovic Dalmatia. For all inquiries and bookings, please contact Mara Blucher on 021-544-443. That's Mara on 021-544-443 or Robert Blucher on 021-1300883. That's Saturday, the 28th of October, starting at 7 p.m.
Cada noche, mieses mai, cada te.
will leave you with this thought. It's not what you know, it's what you do with what you know that can improve your life and also make our planet a better place to live. You have been listening to Dalmatian Radio with Nick. Thank you for your company. Until next Tuesday night at 7:20, La Cornoche, Paul Maurier, good night.